back.
This is Sexy Time Studios. Sexy Time Studios on Skid Row Radio.
Wherever we are.
No, sorry. Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios.
Here in LA.
Here in Los Angeles, California, in downtown. It's beautiful. Right next to Skid Row.
Beautifully hot.
And this is Immaculate C.
And this is Miss T.
And today we're going to talk about some sexy topics and not so sexy, but sex related. And we'll be calling Ms. Payasa a little later for a little quickie story. And
catching up on a couple weeks. I've been good catching up on whatever's happened the past couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Did I haven't seen each other in forever.
Did you do anything for the fart of July?
Watched people blow up stuff. You know, ate meat. That's the usual, right? Don't we do that?
You ate meat and blew up stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. That was my plan.
Put your mic on. We got Indiana Jones.
Do you hear me?
We can't hear you.
I hear you.
I can't hear her. Do I have to put return on?
Probably a good idea.
Okay, I hear you now.
Okay.
I bet you're into blowing things up.
Yeah.
No, because that's like a dude thing. It's a big macho or not so macho. It's just a dude thing.
It is.
For 4th of July.
I do like fireworks a lot. I grew up blowing stuff up, so.
You're
I know,
a pyro, huh?
But that's Indiana.
Iowa.
Iowa, sorry.
Indiana. Of corn. Indiana from Iowa.
From Iowa. And you guys are so crazy.
We're so crazy.
Okay. Since I said payasa from Penis Envy, I have to say www.penisenvy13.webs.com or Facebook.com/p.envytheband. But they're a really good punkster female band from LA. But anyways, we'll get to payasa later. Sex, 4th of July. Oh, you know what? When I said fart, fart of July, I read this great saying.
Uh-huh.
I think I read it on Facebook, but I thought it was funny. Life is like a fart. If you have to strain, it's probably shit.
I did see that, yeah.
Is that the saying? Oh, you don't have to, you shouldn't have to force it.
Yeah.
Because it's probably shit. Okay, anyways.
Nice.
Going back. So I know a couple weeks ago we briefly talked about that Swedish new word. It was a pronoun?
Yeah.
For called it, and the word is hen.
Yeah.
But that, of course, that's Swedish and it's not really defining man or woman, but it's defining something in between. Like we were trying to discuss, you know, what that meant. Mm-hmm. Like, is it saying it, but it's not saying he or she.
Mm-hmm.
So I happened to talk to my Swedish coworker and you know, she's been out away from Sweden for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, just to bring up conversation because she was so European. But her way of thinking and the way she tried to explain it is just like saying post carrier, like not a postman.
Oh, gotcha.
Not a mailman, but a mail carrier.
Yeah.
So that, or firefighter versus fireman.
Yeah.
That was just her way of saying it. So I don't know. Maybe we were digging in a little too deep. And she was just like, whatever.
Sweden's. Not a big deal for her. But
whatever. Okay, that's Sweden.
That's Sweden. That was a wrap-up for Sweden.
The Swedish are advancing. Next topic. We're just doing updates right now. Okay, I know we've talked about sex trafficking in the U.S.
Yeah.
Human trafficking. You know, a bit. I just want to do a little update because obviously it's something that's coming into our attention more.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I'm talking about it, but also like I saw that documentary on Netflix a few months back,
mm-hmm.
but then I was watching cable or dish TV or whatever the hell it is recently. And on that MSNBC channel,
mm-hmm.
they have some, I guess they're like documentary, you know, hour long episodes.
Oh, kind of like exposés on something.
Yeah. But I think they have a bunch of them kind of on this topic and this issue. And I happened to watch one and I wanted to cry. It was
is this
so
a Sex in America series type thing?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be Sex in America.
There's a porn in America.
This was like this episode was heartbreaking.
Oh,
I wanted to cry.
Really?
Why? this girl, 18 years old, her name was like Shayna, and she was talking about how she got put into sex trafficking, you know, basically this forced prostitution and the way that happened. Now, when, what we were talking about before with these young girls, they maybe they meet someone, maybe another person, like an older cousin or another chick or whatever. Yeah. And they try to bribe them like, oh, it's really great. You know, you get money and you get, you know, freedom and candy and whatever, cars, or you only have to strip. You don't have to do anything, right. You know, and then it leads into something more.
It progresses eventually.
Yeah, and it becomes prostitutes. No, this case, she said she was taking classes or her GED classes. And she befriended some girl, and she was friends with this other 16-year-old for months, talking like 2 or 3 months, friends with this girl at school. And her mom was really strict, so she wouldn't let her go out anywhere until finally, I guess, the girl was just like, Mom, please, I want to go out and hang out with my friends and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're going to go to, her dad's going to take us to these houses, these condos to clean them up, and we're going to earn $80. And she was begging her mom. So this other girl, the friend, brought her supposed dad to meet the mom, who was like this nurse, this registered nurse, you know, and he gave his whole spiel, suckered him. And so they took her, and then sure enough, they took him to a house and the girl was drugged. And then for like 3 or 4 days or something, it was about a span of a week. Crap. Yeah. Getting raped, continuously drugged up and all that. And then of course the cops didn't want to do anything because they were just saying, sounds like a runaway. Can't do anything till after 3 days. And kind of in this expose thing is talking about how the cops always, all these girls are always missing, but it's always easy to say runaway, 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 right. And not to assume that this sex trafficking is going on in the U.S. And it was so sad because this girl was like crying. She, you know, she said she could see the friend, supposed friend, like walking through the hallway, you know, in and out of her, you know, drug state. Then I guess the cops.
So the friend, the supposed friend, is her the lure for everybody.
Yeah, the supposed friend was actually, when they finally did some research, she was caught for prostituting in like Texas somewhere. Oof. But she was, you know, the 16, and they had to blur her face out, right? You know, so she couldn't even be shown who this was, and the supposed dad couldn't be shown. His face had to be blown out. They couldn't even say their names, and in this expose, and the cops, you know, they couldn't help because it was 3 days, you know, until they could do anything. But this cop like gave a number, they followed the lead. So they were all on this, the whole family and friends were out on this, you know, kind of this hunt, you know, posting pictures, looking for her. And like, and you know, I believe in God, you know, just she was saying how she prayed and everything. And I guess they knew that the family was onto them. They were trying to take off with her. And just so, you know, to leave the state, just so happened that they found him at a gas station. They were somewhere at some gas station and the brother saw the sister in the car and, you know, got her out of there. But I was just crying. And then they found out that this girl was sold for like $300,000 over the internet. And so there's all this crazy shit. So, I mean, if this happens and the girl was sick with all this gonorrhea and chlamydia and stuff and all these different men. But the thing is, it's like, one, can't trust someone who's her own age, 16 months, for friends with her at school.
Right.
So, I mean,
plus the mom did her job and supposedly met the father, like everyone usually says, you know, meet the parents and so forth, you know, just don't wander to anyone's house, right?
Right.
That's scary.
And yeah, and it's like, you know, you think you want to be able to trust other women, and, you know, a lot of times these cases, it's other women that put them, you know, into situations. Yeah. Of course that. And then of course to think like there's many men going in there to pay to have forced sex to have, you know, with these girls.
Underage girls.
Yeah. And it's just like you walk in and I'm like, oh my God, like who the fuck are these guys? Because this girl, something happened with the police and the police didn't even want to help out. After they found her, she was all drugged up on this cocaine, you know, all these different types of drugs that they forced, you know, and gave her. Then the cops were like, well, we need to interview her. Only male cops. You know, so they would, no females trying to interview her. So she didn't want to get interviewed and try to do anything.
Sure, clammed up and like,
She was freaking out. She didn't want to see anybody. Yeah. But so I guess like none of these people got arrested. This girl still, once in a while, she'll see like the rapist, you know, guys on the street. Yeah. And it's like, and that girl, even that other girl, they're not, you know, what's going to stop them from doing it again? And it just freaks me out. That freaked me out. I want to be bawling and crying.
That's
and
so ugly.
Hold on to, you know.
That's a lifetime of therapy there. Oh, my God. Right? Who do you trust?
Yeah. So she's going like that. Exactly. Because sometimes I feel weird, like, with my, you know, my knees, you know, all of us, like, oh, we went running all over the place when we were younger.
Back in the day, right?
Yeah. I felt like I almost got, when I was in Germany, that's when I had first learned about the whole sex trafficking. I read this old book from the 80s and I talked, that was when they were getting tourist women in Europe and they would catch them from there and then send them to other places. And of course, I'm reading this book when I was living in Germany and I happened to come across a man who was like, I think Turkish or something. Uh-huh. And he looked at me and he said, I want to have lunch with you.
Oh, God.
And he was like, it is my wish that you have lunch with me. And he was very insistent on the street, you know, because I just barely smiled, but the way he looked, and I was freaking out because I was reading that, book. I started running all fast and took off to my car, like, because and I didn't want a racial profile, but right. I'm sorry, this Turkish, you know, exotic man in Germany is telling me, you know, because what, are they going to take me to some harem or something? I'm like, I'm not the best person for that type of job.
Dude, and even, like even us looking back at our past, like we were lucky nothing happened to us. Like some of the stuff.
I was like, I got scissors in my back pocket. I'm going to stab you. I don't know. Did you used to walk around with any kind, Mindy, did you used to walk around with any kind of like weapon when you would like go out all night?
I just carry my keys in my hand. So if anyone comes near me, I'll like punch them in the face and it'll stab them in the eye.
You hold them like that? I used to have pepper spray all the time, and I used to have it ready to go when I walked in the ghettos of Miami and stuff like that. But yeah, when I was young, when I was a teenager, I used to carry scissors in my back pocket because I insisted on walking around at 11 o'clock at night, you know, for freedom. Well, I just wanted to walk. I don't know. I was a little cuckoo, but
yeah, anyways, we were lucky, though. Nothing happened.
Lesson from this, I really felt like... Be nosy. Go ahead. Be nosy. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean ask the question.
No, yeah. I think it's okay to be nosy because I do feel weird about my neighbors sometimes watching. I'm like, damn, why are my neighbors always watching me? You know, or why are they keeping, like, you know, they're so nosy.
But it's true. Most people don't even know your own neighbor.
Yeah, nowadays and stuff. And or don't get involved. Don't get involved.
Everyone's so private. Yeah, nobody knows.
Oh, don't get involved. You know, like that Mexican guy on Channel 7.
That's
you know
so
what
big.
I'm talking about?
That's every guy.
No idea.
What would you do? Yeah, that show, What Would You Do? It's so great. It's a show, I think, on Fridays, and it's called What Would You Do? And this big Chicano comes in, like, what would you do? And they put these scenarios. Scenarios.
Yeah, little scenes with like suppose it's a gay couple kid fighting. Coming out to his mom, and they'll stage it. So the mom is an actress, and she'll say, "I can't believe you're gay," you know, and yell at him, and like make them feel bad. And the people around are the ones being like, you know, tested. What would you do? Would you step in? Would you step up for that kid? Would you do something? Would you just ignore it? A lot of people, you get 50-50. Yeah. And they interview the people. Why did you do that? Why did you ignore? Why did you step in? What made you do that?
Yeah,
you
know? But there's a lot of people that ignore. They've done that where they watch the little girl screaming because like some man is trying to like grab her, and the little girl screaming, like maybe an 8-year-old on the street, and all these passerbyers just look, don't do anything. And it takes like forever. And they go, 20 people walk by before one man decides to say, hey, why are you pulling her? Are you her dad? You know, and she's like, he's not my dad, you know, and they're actors, but it's scary. That many people walking by. So that, you know, so I think people should be nosier. Especially, if you see people in the strange house, oh God, clean them up.
No, it's like get involved, right? Whatever happens to neighborhood watch, I think it's gone.
There's just signs. There's still old signs.
Old signs faded. Nobody cares anymore.
We scribble on it, you know, because, you know, the viejitas, I don't know. I think we need more of them, you know, calling the cops.
Be vigilant.
So that was sad story.
Scary. Yeah.
Yeah. So watch, look on the internet and report it or something. Yeah. If you don't want to call, like report it at least on these websites that are trying to help prevent trafficking. But on lighter subject,
switching it up.
I'm talking about young girls. This is just a little silly thing before we go into some music and some serious hardcore sex stuff. And callers again, this is, or listeners, this is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios. Give us a call. Sorry. Give us a call.
Give us a call at 1-800-893-9562. You can do it. Call us.
If you have a drug, no, sex question, but not a dirty sex. We don't want any, you know, breathers on there. But like if you have a bump and you're confused about it or, you know, something smells funny, just give us a call.
Or send us a little message.
A little message if you're having love problems and you don't mind talking about it for like a minute on the air. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, eighth grader gets 17 magazine to stop photoshopping the girls in its magazines. I don't know. I thought it was cute. It's like power, you know, because she wrote the editor. So yeah, I guess she was upset because she was a ballerina and in eighth grade and all upset because all her friends were all, oh, I'm not skinny enough. You know,
they Photoshop even 17. That's sad.
You know, yeah, 17 magazine.
Yeah, I know. They're all young girls.
Well, there's plumpy 16, 17 year old. No, just kidding. Sad. No, I know. But the,
holy crap.
I didn't know they were Photoshopped.
I didn't know.
I just thought they were young, skinny girls.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, well, obviously they must have been because this girl was made a mission to message 17 magazine and she got a whole thing together and they were petitioning that they changed it. And then she was asking, you know, just change at least one photo where you don't Photoshop a girl. Like that was her only like wish. Yeah. But then 17 decided to be cool and just say, you know what? We're just going to stop Photoshopping like arms and legs and, you know, body parts. They said they'll still Photoshop like loose hairs and their clothes if they're wrinkled. But yeah, they said that they agreed to it. And it's like, you know, kind of where you're like, oh, clans up because this one little girl decided to make a little
one
mission.
Step.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2012. I mean, that, I mean,
finally, right?
But for being 13, you know, that's her little feminist, you know, organizing and her little movement, her action that she did at that age.
Yeah.
And so then her next goal was to say, okay, well, we're not going to stop it. Just this magazine. So their next magazine is like Mademoiselle and like Teen Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, Teen Cosmo. Yeah.
You know, that'd be great if they try to do it for women magazines, but I don't know.
That's not going to happen.
I don't know. They might. Yeah, they do those, you know, those one special exposés. It's like famous people without makeup.
Yeah.
I saw that on like Channel 4 Entertainment Tonight.
Before?
Yeah. No, they were doing this whole expose on like women without
what
their makeup.
Look like.
Yeah.
In real life.
Whatever. And they were all freaking out about it. Yeah, I don't know. I remember my first little feminist action. Do you remember my action?
No, I don't.
I don't know if she does. No. My first little action, even though I didn't, you know, do it because of a reason, but when I was 12, before going in seventh grade, before going into eighth grade, remember, like we all girls had to be in home ec, and all boys had to get they got wood shop.
Okay,
that was just automatic for our elective or whatever you call it, and I didn't like that. I was like, I didn't want to take home ec. Although I love home ec type of stuff now, I like to sew. But I wanted to take wood shop. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, take wood shop. So my first little action was, you know, at the end of seventh grade, and I had to talk to the principal in order to get him to sign a card for me to be in wood shop.
Seriously?
Yeah, you didn't know that's how I got in wood shop?
I had no clue.
Because I wasn't active. I never did shit anything like for my education. I didn't do anything to like, you know, I was never proactive.
How
and that's
funny.
The only time which sucked. I wish I would have been more ballsy later, but.
You never said anything. You just were in.
You knew I was in wood shop.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, because you guys were all in home ec making pillows.
So stupid.
Yeah. I was making toilet paper holders. I don't know.
Awesome, it wasn't stupid.
We made a little basketball hoop thing. But, yeah, I end up being horrible because this dude who sat next to me, I don't know, he was annoying. And I hit him. But the teacher laughed because I guess he figured I liked him. God. You know one of those things when they tease you?
Yes.
I don't know. He could have liked me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a little kid thing, right?
Yeah, but there's some men that still do that.
They haven't grown up.
Hey, tip. Hey, men. Women don't like it when you make fun of them or tease them. If you want to get in their panties, do not tease them.
That was a special note of the day, dude.
There's still men who don't have a girlfriend grade. And they're always making fun of people. Hey, fucker. And you know who I'm talking about. No, just kidding. But he's not listening because he wouldn't listen to this show because, I don't think you know him.
I don't know.
you know, because you say that's girl stuff, you know, because he's always teasing. But show enough, he's single. He's got a cat. He's got a pussy. He's got... But anyway, yeah, he's got a pussy cat. But anyways, no, I mean, he's cool as a friend, but I mean, he's always teasing women.
Hmm.
But that's his thing, and so super don't do that.
Guys. Some guys just never grow up.
So, okay, no more photoshopping young girls' figures in 17 magazine. Okay, so now we're going to switch to a song. If we could put it on, let's put on I Like Fucking by Bikini Kill. Yay.
Yeah, something nice.
That was Bikini Kill. I Like Fucking. And this is Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios. Please give us a call if you have a mysterious bump, have a love question, have a smell, or you have a concern about your birth control. Okay. I wanted to hear one more song before we got into, we're at half hour?
Mm-hmm.
You want, let's play the other song. I think it's a minute. Okay, this is Bratmobile.
Fuck you too.
Fuck you too. Fuck you too. That was Bratmobile. Just wanna fuck you. So as of right now, we believe that Cool Moms and Allison Wolf will be with us here at Sexy Time Talk on Skid Row Studios next week. And I think the big topic for next week, let's talk about medication abortion. Yeah?
Medication abortion. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, get cool yes. moms. Mm-hmm. Not to be a mom. Okay. Anyways, that works, right?
Okay.
But before getting to the medication abortion, let's yeah. talk about emergency contraceptive. Why? Because you weren't on the pill in the first place.
Or your other method failed, right?
You mean condom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But contraceptive, you know, emergency mm-hmm. contraceptive. So, I don't know. This has a lot of information. I'll dummy it down and go into the basics of like instructions as mm-hmm. far as taking emergency contraceptive, or we'll just say plan B. Mm-hmm. But like, I have heard some people, patients, ask about the IUD. So we'll tap a bit into this. Uh-huh. And I've heard them, they're like, I read on the internet that I could get an IUD, copper IUD, mm-hmm. As a form of emergency contraceptive. Sure enough, I look on the internet and I read it. And I've seen it other places too under uh-huh. instructions for the copper IUD. Maybe, you know, can be used as emergency contraceptive, you know, which is, you know, copper. Because basically you have something in the uterus.
Foreign.
Yeah, a foreign right. object in there. You can't, you know, get pregnant.
Right.
And so, yeah, sure enough that, you know, I guess we could say theoretically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get an IUD. A copper IUD, and you'd want to do it within 5 days, they say, of unprotected intercourse uh-huh. to get it put in right away, because it's not good to have one of those and be pregnant, right? Because right. you're going to have all these issues. Oh, yeah. But theoretically, yeah, you could do that. Mm-hmm. You have patients like, oh, can I get it done? The thing is, a provider, a clinician's not going to fucking do it.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do it. And I don't think, are you going to pay $500 that's, to get this thing? Are you going to pay out of pocket?
That's a big to have it, step, right? For a...
To have it inserted yeah. just almost maybe right. to prevent a pregnancy, right? To get an IUD, because I don't think any provider's going to do it. And also like the programs that there's some programs out there. And mm-hmm. for California listeners, there's a program called Family Pack. Mm-hmm. That covers the cost of birth controls, methods, and whatnot. And they're not going to pay for someone to get an IUD inserted if they've had unprotected intercourse, you know, within, you know, 2 weeks. So right. they want to make sure you're not pregnant before putting the IUD in. So, okay, so scratch that for emergency contraceptive. Forget about right. it. You read it on the website, mm-hmm. but are you going to pay $500? Are you going to pay out of pocket to have IUD put in? Probably not. So, okay, so let's move to emergency contraceptive mm-hmm. as in a way to prevent pregnancy. Uh-huh. And now contraceptive is usually like you could have progestin-only type or you could have estrogen-progestin. We won't talk too much in the drugs because that's all chemistry and gets mm-hmm. confusing. But I did read in a little bit on the history of it, and I thought this was interesting that, remember DES? You remember hearing about that?
What about it?
Do you remember anything about it?
What, diethylstilbestrol? They're talking about?
Oh my God, you know how to say it.
Yeah, why?
Say it again.
Diethylstilbestrol. Okay, what about it? Go ahead.
Wow, you memorized that thing.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever heard of DES?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what I heard in school, and I couldn't never say it, I want you to say it one more time.
Diethylstilbestrol.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's like this, it was a drug, it's a lot of estrogen, right? Mm-hmm.
It's a hormone.
And they study in the from the 40s to the 70s, they were giving it to women because they thought it would prevent pregnancy complications. So women were always taking it. And then sometime, I guess in the late 60s, 70s, then they were discovering that young women were having like tumors and a bunch of issues. Hmm. So they said, you know what? This isn't good for pregnant women to take, until the point was like, no, 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 don't take it. So they were talking about like, they're called the daughters of DES or the sons of DES.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so basically there was all these kids that were fucked up because their mothers
took
diethylstilbestrol while they were pregnant. So I always heard about DES, but I guess there was some brief time, I guess late 60s, early 70s. Uh-huh. So then it was take a really high dosage of this, you know, estrogen, DES, as a form of emergency contraceptive. So within like, you know, the 5 days or whatever they were trying to take, and it was postcoital contraceptive. Mm-hmm. They were trying to, their, you know, studies and do it. But then it wasn't working because what if they're pregnant anyways? Right. It could fuck up your pregnancy. Yeah. So yeah, that didn't work. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I know because they ended up using it. I guess taking it away from the human side and went to the animal side.
Oh, what did they do? That's why you know.
That's why I know. We use it a lot for urinary incontinence in dogs and cats.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why, but we do.
So if your dog has a problem,
oh, no.
Can't make it to the potty, or if your cat.
Let the vet do their job.
No, seriously. Cats have problems with their
urinary incontinence, yeah.
They just pee in their pants?
They pee in their pants, yes.
Oh, I heard of like dogs leaking,
yeah.
Or cats leaking, mm-hmm. But I didn't know they were leaking urine. I always thought they were leaking poo. What are they leaking?
They can be fecal incontinent too, though, just like people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these are for the older cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah? So yes. They take, how does this DES work? How does it, what does it do to the bladder?
It doesn't work on the bladder. It works on the sphincter, the outside. Mm. Too technical, but the outside that controls the opening and closing of the exit for the bladder.
I think there's for all you gay listeners, you know what the sphincter is. Or you Wayne's World
yeah, fans, right.
You know what a sphincter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. Okay.
Okay, DES, wow.
DES history, go ahead.
Okay, so anyways, back to emergency contraceptives. So now there's, basically plan B or
levonorgestrel.
Man, you're good. You should have been a pharmacist.
I should have been a what?
I know some how to say some drugs, but yeah, what's the comment? Blah, 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 blah.
The plan B that we moved over to.
Oh, yeah. The plan B. Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like a high dose of birth control, right? To help prevent pregnancy. So let me give you the dummy spiel that we should, just always tell people is that the sooner you take it, the more effective it's going to be. It's not regular contraceptive, right?
Right.
You know, if you don't want to be pregnant, you might as well be on a regular contraceptive pill. Taken, it's over 95% effective. You take it every day about the same time. But with this plan B, before they used to do the next choice where it was one dose.
Two steps.
You would take one pill and 12 hours later take a second pill. But then the instructions started becoming, take the whole thing all at once. Mm-hmm. So now it's one step. One step. Just take it all. Bam. But it's like a heavy dose, right? Yeah. A whole month's
side
worth.
Side effects of nausea and possible vomiting.
Yeah, dizziness, yeah. Right? Ugh. So it's only 89% effective. And then you'd want to take it, even though we say the morning after pill, you'd want to take it as soon as it happens. Yeah. If you have unprotected, if the condom breaks or whoops, a little cum came in.
Because you have like a 3-day window to do it, but sooner the better, right?
No, yeah. So they've even done all this research. It's like, you know what? You might as well have, if you're not going to be on birth control, and if you only use pull out method, withdrawal, if you only use condoms, and sometimes you do, you don't use a condom, you might as well just have it as a backup method, leave it in your panty drawer. And just in case, you need it, take it as soon as the unprotected intercourse happens.
Right.
It's 89% effective that, that first day, and then it drops 10% for every day. And so it's still better to use within the first 3 days, but it can be studies good for up to 5 days. But think 89, 79, 69, 59, 49% effective.
Just take day one.
But you know why they say that, right? About the whole 5 days. It's because supposedly semen can live in the vagina.
Pool,
yeah. Yeah, for up to 5 days.
Yeah, it hangs out there. You can get pregnant up to 5 days later. Yeah, insane.
But the thing is also, it's also reflect depending on when your egg drops. Mm-hmm. When I say that, meaning ovulation. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're hoping that you didn't ovulate, by this. Because if you ovulate, you're more likely you might get pregnant. But you'd want to probably take this in the hopes that you haven't ovulated to prevent ovulation from happening, which is like what birth control does. It tries to help prevent ovulation. It helps to thin out the uterus lining. Of the blood and thicken up all the cervical mucus, blah, 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 to try to help prevent the pregnancy because it won't stop a current pregnancy that already exists.
You're screwed.
Yeah, in a different way. And then you'd want to eat some food to hopefully prevent the nausea. You don't want to vomit it, basically. Yeah. Go ahead, have your headaches, have some nausea, but you don't want to vomit it up. You want to at least go down for, 2 hours at least.
Right.
So your stomach could digest it.
Yep.
Yeah, so let it, hopefully hold it down for a couple hours, eat some food, and then it may mess up your period. You may have some spotting. Mm-hmm. Take a pregnancy test in two to three weeks if your period doesn't come, and pray.
Hope for the best. I know, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of the basic instructions. But yeah, they're doing studies that people should take it. So that program I was telling you, that Family Pack program, they're now, it's encouraged that we offer, you know, that you get it offered when you go somewhere, like, would you like to have Plan B? But that program will only pay for up to six Plan Bs within a year. Wow. So I think I have a feeling a lot of women are taking them, but at the same time giving them to their friends, which is cool. You know, you have this, you have a backup, but then, you know, your friends need to go and get their own Plan B or their own backup, because it's, you know, on your card, on your, you know, your name that you're taking these out.
There shouldn't be an excuse for not getting birth control also, right? Aren't we, isn't August this year, isn't birth control completely free for everybody? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I wait until it happens.
That's what I'm told. So there shouldn't be an excuse.
But everybody there is excuses. I hear this girl, she says, you look at their history. Mm-hmm. You look and you say, okay, you just took Plan B, or you want Plan B today, or you took it yesterday. But you look in their history, they took Plan B last month. Mm-hmm. They took Plan B 3-4 months ago. So they already took it three times in the year. And then that's the one you question and you educate. Like, is there a reason you don't want to be on regular birth control?
Steady birth control, right?
Something right.
Normal, yeah.
Right. And the thing is, it seems like they're scared. And I heard one girl say that, like, I don't want to abuse my body.
But you're already taking the same thing, but in a big ass dose.
Right. Right. And she was like, well, I don't feel any effects from this Plan B. You know, and
so
you shouldn't.
You'll be fine on the
regular
the
pill,
modified
right?
Regular dose.
Yeah, because it's and there's different doses. There's different types. There's like low S. You know,
and
there's
the people that are getting
low
pregnant.
Dosages. I mean, all the time. I mean, like you said, Plan B is better than nothing. But at the same time, you know, just being on a regular birth control, because you're doing this all the time and freaking out all the time.
Right. That's freaking stressful.
But I heard some women will just...
Is there not sex education anymore? Are these like young, really young?
Adults.
No, adults?
Yeah, over their 20s. And I have heard some women say they don't want to be on birth control. They just stop because they just broke up. So I think this is kind of, I don't want to say spiritual, but they're going through that moment of, I just ended a relationship and I don't want to be on birth control anymore, because, you know, I guess they tie their birth control to being in this relationship. And then they tell themselves, well, I'm not going to be having sex for a while. They tell them this stuff.
Right.
So, but then showing up, they meet Joe Blow.
Yeah,
they have have their rebound sex or something. Sure enough, they're coming in from Plan B and sex, you know, test screening, because then they have bumps or they have smells and green, you know, yellow discharge.
Jeez.
I'm talking about extremes. But, you know, but there's a lot of fear. And that's the thing. I mean,
I guess there's stigma attached with, I guess, any drug, right?
Yeah, and they think that, but I mean.
But if they ask questions, go to the right person, get education, then look, you know, they shouldn't be as scared.
Well, it's also maybe what family and parents tell them, because they're saying, oh, well, my mom doesn't want me to be on birth control. Mom, come on, girl. I see all that acne on your face. Don't you know that it helps prevent acne, you know? Like, you know, and what type? Young people that, and they're like, I'm gonna gain weight, and I'm like, girl, you know, you're getting older and it's what you eat. You're gonna eat hamburgers like that. You're not 15 anymore. I felt like an asshole one time. I told
somebody that pretty much.
I had the clinician, right? But I had the depot, and when I was really young, and then when I was older, I was taking the pill, and I said I don't know if it
the
was
weight gain.
Yeah, with the depot and the clinician, she was just, strong black woman. And of course she said, well, you're not supposed to be porking out. And I felt like an asshole. And I was like, oh, you're right.
No, but you know what? The depot does increase your cravings for sweets.
Yeah. Well, don't pork out on it. No,
yeah,
I mean, we know
really
what
restrain.
We eat.
It seriously does increase them.
Yeah, but not all. Were you on the depot?
Mm-hmm. I was on depot for a time. Yeah.
You got hungrier?
I got hungry. Hungry for sweets. Yeah.
No, I did gain some weight. So I have heard more complaints about the depot.
Definitely on the depot more so than pill or patch.
Yeah, that I've heard more complaints.
Or that, or this.
Let's talk about depot. We'll go a little bit more deep in depot later.
Okay.
But,
Yeah, I wasn't a fan
of it. It's what you eat, but yeah. But yeah, education. So people are, women are taking Plan B because, oops, a condom broke. But if you find yourself taking Plan B 2-3 times, then maybe you should just get on the pill.
Right. Wake up, people.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Sometimes you get different stories, like, and this was going to a woman who needs counseling. Like, you know, she was upset and she was just like, I just had, you know, a baby. I have 4 kids and I don't want to be pregnant again. But my husband couldn't wait. Like, you know, and it was like sad. And she was kind of freaking out and came in to get Plan B. You know, and she did want to get on birth control. But the way for she to blame on her boy, on her husband, like he didn't want to wait. You know, it's weird. And she was just like kind of like teary eyed red. And it's like, I want to be like, you need counseling service. You want to call Sexy Time?
No, just here's kidding. My card. Yeah.
Call me at Sexy Time. No, I mean, I felt bad, but I mean, I guess Plan B is better than nothing, but it's, I don't know.
It's still risky.
Yeah. Mm. But it won't stop a current pregnancy from happening. And it won't, as far as studies, it won't necessarily harm a pregnancy. So, you know, if a woman already is pregnant.
So it's not going to terminate abortion.
Yeah, it's not like that. Oh, what I did see, though, was mifepristone, we'll teach you next week on medication abortion. Mm-hmm. That in China and Russia, they give that in low dosages as a form of an emergency contraceptive. Mm. So, of course, here it's illegal to do that. Right. But, I mean, I guess it would pretty work, huh?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work.
Sure, going to go into major like cramping and you're going to abort, right?
No, mifepristone stops pregnancy.
Oh, stops it? I'm thinking the RU.
It is RU486.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit more. Yeah, because that's a whole like different process. But yeah, I guess in China and Russia, like they'll give that, but they'll hook that up. But here, yeah, and they did studies and I read somewhere before where they were saying that Plan B, the one that we have in the U.S.,
right, the one
it prevents implantation. There was like some studies on that, but then there's other studies saying no, more than likely that's not the issue.
Not true.
Yeah, because then that was a whole other thing about God coming in and stuff. It's like, oh, because once the union of the egg and the sperm happen, you shouldn't stop it, right? You shouldn't stop it. And it was saying, well, Plan B prevents implantation. Mm. So it won't, implantation meaning to the uterus and that whole thing. But no, more than likely, all it does is just hopefully stops the egg from dropping. Mm. Anyways, so get on regular pill.
People, I've
taken Plan B once. Yeah. And
likewise.
I had a sign for it.
You had a sign for it?
Yeah. It was like at a Walgreens.
Yeah, it's over the counter, right?
If you're 17. Now it's over the counter. Before, 17 and over. But before, I think it was 18 and over. But
before you had to go into your doctor's.
Uh-huh.
And get a prescription, then go to the pharmacy.
Oh, no, with this, no, I just went to the Walgreens and the pharmacist talked to me.
Now you can go directly
but
to the pharmacy.
But this was still like 6 years ago.
Right, and they'll do a little counsel quick, you know.
Yeah, so it was kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I read, there was this big thing, and I know on Facebook, all the feminists were posting it, and they were all mad about like, you know, they were trying to put a bill on that Plan B would be accessible for even younger people over the counter.
Uh-huh.
Talking about like 15, 16 year olds. And I guess the drug companies, of course, trying to push that.
Of course.
But then then they said, no, it didn't pass. And of course, this is what I was saying. Like there was a bunch of like feminists and people like, oh, well, it's just banning access to the, you know, Plan B.
Right.
But my feeling is, you know what? I feel like 15 year olds, 16 year olds need to come in. Need to come in for counseling. Mm-hmm. Like the one I just told you, you know, you can't be taking Plan B all the time like that. That's not that good. You want to get on regular birth control. But then also when they go in for counseling or talk to someone about it, then you could also find out, like, is this a consensual relationship? You know, you kind of learn a little bit more.
You're just too new to the whole field, the game, you know what I mean?
Well, not all of them. I mean, we can't say that they're not in a consensual relationship.
No. I mean, just to just do that on your own without getting all the knowledge out there and getting information and access to like a normal birth control pill versus just, you know, Plan B. I think it's too much. Just
right. And the drug companies are like, no, you know, you need to have it.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of 15-year-olds aren't going to have $40 to pop out and do it. And then what, all the boyfriends are going to be, you know, getting it for them all the time. That's too, it's kind of weird. At least, you know, right now it's a little bit education, you know, hopefully.
So then I wonder if the Plan B is going to become free then, no matter what, across the board.
I don't think anything's free.
You don't think
it's going to be something, I don't know. I've been
doing all this paperwork processing. We'll discuss that in August.
Tell me in August. Shit. Okay, we need a quickie with Payasa. Can we call Payasa? Oh.
Give me just a moment.
Man, I also wanted to talk about, is size matter?
Size matter? Girl size matter or guy size?
Well, you know how we always ask about, does size matter?
Yeah.
Like, you know, penises?
Mm-hmm.
Came up with this discovery.
That?
Women have different sizes vaginas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a discovery. I was told I have a small vagina. But I mean, the reason, you know, I know
is... Is that what you wanted to hear?
No, because, you know, when you get examined with the speculum... But,
right, there's different sizes.
Yeah, and it would just, you know, it dawned on me the other day because I saw these, like, huge speculums.
Well, those are the ones that had more children.
Should we talk about this with Payasa, or should we talk to her about the...
You can ask her.
What do you think about vagina size?
Hello?
Hi, is this Payasa?
Hi.
Oh, you sound so clear. This is Immaculate C.
And Miss T from Sex Time. How's it going?
Hi, how's it going? I actually been listening to you guys.
Yay.
Really? Did you learn anything?
What? Sometimes size doesn't matter. It's like the motion of the ocean.
No.
Sometimes that is the case.
Well, you know how it hit me the other day because about, like, you know, about size matter. And basically I was looking at speculums, you're washing some, and there was this tiny little speculum. And then I saw this other one that's just long, like a pointy nose speculum. And, you know, there's larger speculums and smaller ones. And then it hit me. I go, you know what? Maybe the size does matter, but it's just, are you matching with your partner with the right size?
Yeah.
Are you a big penis man with a little vagina woman? And then you're like, no, size don't matter, you know? Or
right.
Is, you know...
That is true, because there's a lot of girls that I know that have small vaginas that they can't handle big dicks.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm sorry, it hurts. It's not you, it's me, it's, you know? And so they can't handle it, you know?
Right.
So that is true.
But then these big dick men want to go around with these small chicks.
I
just kind
of
like,
course.
You know, rich old men want to be with small, young chicks. But
I guess it depends on the girl, too. I mean, some girls like it rough as well. So mm-hmm. I guess it just depends. Although, one time I got told I had a beautiful cervix by my doctor who was examining me.
Say it again. What'd you find?
Oh, my God. Inappropriate.
The doctor that was examining me, she was like, you have a beautiful cervix. I'm like,
cervix.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're
kind
of cute, too. I think that was the best compliment ever in life.
You have a beautiful cervix. Was it like rosy pink? It was like little...
I didn't ask details. I don't think I wanted the details of how my cervix looked, you know, how
you didn't see?
Or dirty it was, but...
You know what? Next time you go, you should ask the big black strong clinician that
uh-huh.
I had.
Uh-huh.
One day, she had I guess she was a student or like another you know, clinician doing her hours.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they asked if she could observe my pap smear.
Right.
So I was like, well, hell, if you're gonna have this bitch look at my cervix, I said, can I look at it too?
Uh-huh.
So they had the mirror and they showed
it
to me and I was like, oh, it's like weird because it's so far away. But I got to look at mine and I was like, okay, cool. You know, because have you seen a ugly cervix?
I have not seen an ugly cervix.
Haven't you?
I haven't even seen a pretty one. So I'm kind of at a disadvantage.
Oh, no. Look them up online because I'm sure you look at other things online. But
well, yeah, usually when I want to masturbate, you know, I want to look at things that will get me going.
I don't think the cervix is for science.
Right. Well, I don't know. It would be cool if we met a guy who actually got turned on by surfacing. Like, I mean, guys get turned on by almost anything, right? Like,
yeah,
there's always every class of everything.
But what is it going to do? Bring a flashlight with you guys?
And you're a speculum.
It'll be too weird.
Right? So like, medical.
He got his own pap smear and his, like, box of kinkiness. He's like, all right, let's play doctor.
They do sell speculums.
Oh, my God. There. Imagine dating a gynecologist. What'd you say about speculums?
They do sell speculums and stuff, medical equipment. Like it down Pleasure Chest, I've seen the whole section. I was like, no. I stood in front of the case.
Speculums.
No. Yeah.
See, there are people
that
are
into it. There's people out there.
There's
absolutely
always something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, let me look at
you. Yeah, but they're metal speculums.
Oh, maybe yeah. They're just doing it for like design, you know, to decorate their...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It'd be funny for like a Halloween costume.
And the rubber
like,
suits
you some
are just
kind of crazy...
for costumes too. Huh? And the rubber suits are just for costumes too.
Right? They're just Halloween costumes.
Right.
You know, they're just for play, you know, and for decoration.
This is for looks. I mean, I would have them just, you know, because it'd be funny.
What?
Like
a speculum?
Yeah, a brand new one. But like for Halloween, and I'll be like bang bang, you know. But it's like they're like, what is that? Or like, I could be making shadow puppets on the wall.
What size speculum would you buy? Small, medium, or large?
Probably a medium.
Where would you keep it in the house, though? Like, where would you keep it? Would you put it like in the kitchen or in the bathroom?
Next to a chicken baster.
Would you hang it up in the bedroom?
I'd have it like holding flowers somehow. Like I'd like transform it into another object of art. But yeah,
that's
basically
cool, that's pretty cool.
So a pretty cervix would be a nice little pink one, and you know, no sores, no yellowness. You never seen any of these pictures?
I don't go looking for
not,
cervixes.
Actually.
Oh, okay. Well, because I have a book with pictures.
Right. I would imagine a bad cervix would be a diseased cervix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's like red blotches.
I don't picture that either.
Yeah.
Red blotches green stuff coming out. And the, you know, anyways, good I got times. A book. I'll show you one day.
Right.
It's okay. Got some pictures on there.
Right. Sounds good.
So maybe I could date a cosmetologist, you know? Like, hey, you know, I have a beautiful cervix, huh? You know, be my pickup line.
So tell us, Bayasa, let's do a little quickie real quick. Have you ever had to take Plan B? Emergency contraceptive?
Yes, I did. I have, and it was before I was taking birth control, mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I don't like birth control because I don't like taking pills in general.
Okay.
Like, if I have a headache, I don't even like taking aspirin, you know? Like, I just don't like taking pills in general.
But they're so little.
But patch or ring or...
Okay, go on. So finish. Sorry.
So, you know, but I had to get my period regulated. So this was like the only way mm-hmm. that I had to get it regulated. So I just got it. I've just been on it. But before that, I have taken it. I think I've taken like twice, maybe three times in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very paranoid person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very afraid of getting pregnant. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very, like, paranoid as fuck. So, even if they had, like, a condom on or whatever, if I felt like it break or if I felt like it wasn't safe or if I got paranoid, I'm like, oh, my God, I need it, you know? Like, I just started freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as often, it wasn't every time I did it, but the times that I did have, like, a little panic attack mm-hmm. where I felt like, oh, my God, I don't want to risk it, you know. I don't want mm-hmm. to take a chance, you know.
Right.
And so I have taken it.
As an emergency, just in case.
Yeah, like, and I always take it, like, the day of. Like, I always try to go, like, the next day and try to get it somehow.
Right.
You know, like, I try not to wait till the third day or the fifth day. I'm like, no. You know, only once they took it on the third day, and that's because I couldn't see a doctor. Like, mm-hmm. you know how Planned Parenthood, like, has them for free?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time to go,
mm-hmm.
and so I had to actually pay for it and, like, couldn't get it until, like, the third day, and I'm just like, oh, come on, and, you know, and, like... And
were
even,
you under
like,
21
even,
at these times when you took those three times before?
Huh?
How old were you? Were you in your teens, or were you already in your 20s?
I think the first time was around 18 or 19,
mm-hmm.
and then the second time was probably sometime in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last time was probably like, I don't know. Like, let me see. I'm old now. let me count back a little bit.
You know what? We got 2 minutes. The show's almost over.
Maybe 22 or 23 or something like that.
By the time you figure out how old you were.
Yeah, let's try to figure it out. It'll be, you know, you'll be long gone and home and asleep.
So the thing is, you are one of those knuckleheads we were just talking about not
yes,
really.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, because you're freaking out about taking the regular birth control, and you'd rather just take the emergency contraceptive, but still freak out.
But it wasn't as often, though. Like,
right.
Like, I mean, if I was freaking out, like, every 6 months, or if I was freaking out, like, every 3 months, then obviously I had it, you know, I might as well go for the birth control.
Right.
Because it would be silly for me to take Plan B every time. Because
right.
it's so... I knew it was loaded with a lot of hormones. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be good for my body anyway.
Okay, bye, Asa.
Sorry.
So. No.
Well, it's good hearing from you, though.
You
want
to come back to the show, don't you?
Well, sorry.
Come back and visit.
Just got stuck in my own memory lane.
No, I know. We were going to ask you about the first time someone came on your tits, but we don't have time for that right now.
Next week. No.
Next week. Yeah, I'll be around next week. That's a whole journey.
Cool. So thank you for letting us call you for quickie time with Payasa. And we'll let you go. We're going to hang up on you because we got to shout out.
Talk to you later.
To all of LA.
All right. Take care, man. Okay. Have a good night.
Okay. Miss you. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so we're wrapping it up here. Yikes.
Okay.
Next week.
Wrap it up. If you got a penis on the loose, wrap it up. Put a condom on it.
Next week, we'll talk about lots and lots of stuff.
Remember, Plan B, have it as a backup method. Take it as soon as a little bit of semen touches the vulva. Because why withdraw or pulling out? You're depending on your dude to pull it out in time. So you got to be proactive.
People.
This is Immaculate C.
And Miss T. Talk to you later.
Sexy Time Talk.
Bye.